I'm Rex Lotsford with another day page and another chunk of fallout from the Edward Snowden disclosure of NSA documents. The Guardian has reported that more than 500 of the world's leading authors, including five Nobel Prize winners, have condemned the scale of state surveillance revealed by the whistleblower Edward Snowden and warned that spy agencies are undermining democracy and must be curbed by a new international charter. The signatories, who come from 81 different countries, say the capacity of intelligence agencies to spy on millions of people's digital communications is turning everyone into potential suspects, with worrying implications for the ways societies work. They've urged the United Nations to create an international bill of digital rights that would enshrine the protection of civil rights in the internet age. Their call comes a day after the heads of the world's leading technology companies demanded sweeping changes to surveillance laws to help preserve the public's trust in the internet, reflecting the growing global momentum for a proper review of mass snooping capabilities in countries such as the US and the United Kingdom, which have been pioneers in the field of snooping. The open letter to President Barack Obama from firms including Apple, Google, Microsoft, and Facebook will be followed by the petition, which has drawn together a remarkable list of the world's most respected and widely read authors. They've accused states of systematically abusing their powers by conducting intrusive mass surveillance. The Guardian has published a series of stories about the mass surveillance techniques of the NSA and GCHQ over the past 6 months. Two of the most significant programs uncovered in the Snowden files were PRISM, run by the NSA, and Tempora, which was set up by the GCHQ. Between them, they allow the agencies to harvest, store, and analyze data about millions of phone calls, emails, and search engine queries. Though Tuesday's statement does not mention these programs by name, it says the extent of surveillance revealed by Snowden has challenged and undermined the right of all humans to, quote, remain unobserved and unmolested, unquote, in their thoughts, personal environments, and communications. Quote, this fundamental human right has been rendered null and void through the abuse of technological developments by states and corporations for mass surveillance purposes, unquote, the statement adds. Statement goes on, a person under surveillance is no longer free. A society under surveillance is no longer a democracy. To maintain any validity, our democratic rights must apply in a virtual as well as in a real space. Demanding the right for, quote, all people to determine to what extent their personal data may be legally collected, stored, and processed, unquote, the writers call for a digital rights convention that states will sign up to and adhere to. Quote, surveillance is theft. This data is not public property. It belongs to us. When it is used to predict our behavior, we are robbed of something else, the principle of free will, crucial to democratic liberty, unquote. One of the authors told The Guardian, quote, where Leviathan can, it will. The state by its nature always prefers security to liberty. Lately, technology has offered it a means it can't resist, a means of mass surveillance that Orwell would have been amazed by. The process is inexorable unless it's resisted. Obviously, we need protection from terrorism, but not at any cost, unquote. Well, that's all for this day page, but you can read the rest at theguardian.com. You'll find the other day pages that make up this line of the time continuum at daypage.net. It's a production of radioinfoweb.net, heard on the Liberty Radio Network, and join me for the next turn of the day page.